You're on 981 to an M. It's time for some no-nonsense building advice from Ken Lees. Ken, how are we doing today?
Very well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, very good.
That's the way. Today we're having a chat about external cladding. What should we keep an eye out for with our external cladding?
Oh, that's an interesting topic. External cladding is the main architectural feature you see on the property when you first roll up. Brick veneer, there's timber, there's weatherboard, there's rusticated weatherboards, vertical weatherboards, there's styrofoam. There's probably 20 different types of cladding, and they've all got different features. Some suit different atmospheric areas or conditions, shade, sun, that sort of thing. Yeah.
It's funny you mention it. When I think of cladding, all I think about is like the old, I don't know, the hardy plank, you know, the white stuff that gets put on the outside of a house. I never even contemplated bricks as being cladding before.
Well, it is. It's an external encapsulation of the structure, and it's classed as cladding in the Australian standards, and that makes it easy for both like us. I mean, the brick veneer is the common one now because it's economical to build. It's got good thermal qualities. It certainly has pleasant architectural appearances. You can choose different bricks, different joints, and you can put different windows in, all sorts of things. But up around the Upper Hunter, where I work, as you know,
yep,
some of the old builds there are all built out of cypress, 1930s, all built out of cypress, beautiful timber. And, of course, you roll up there and there's hardly a bloody problem with them there. The old cypress, the timber frame is really good. On
so
stumps too.
Is that the secret? We should be building our house with the cypress now?
Well, yes, but the problem was, like Australian red cedar, everybody chopped it down and sold it, and you can't get commercial lengths now, not without paying very heavily for it.
Can our external cladding get damaged, like the sort of stuff that we can't necessarily see, but an expert can?
No, it is external, so it's visual.
Yep.
A lot of people build garages against walls and put garden sheds up and swimming pool. Yeah. Sometimes you can't get... If you put another building close to a timber cladding, as in weatherboards, you'll get some rotting in behind there where you can't, it doesn't get proper ventilation or exposure to the sun. But basically speaking, the old cypress weatherboard or the rusticated tellerwood, they were brilliant.
What if we start seeing a little bit of mould appearing on the outside? What's that indicative of?
That's moisture. That's moisture. That'll probably be a wall facing south. It's shaded most of the day. And there'll be some sort of moisture depositing under the floor. So that when that wall warms up, that moisture under the floor or water turns, condenses into a rough steam and starts to migrate up through the timber wall. And it hits the joints where the weatherboards are, and that's where you'll get that little telltale fungal rot. It's easier to fix. You can fix it on the site, but that's... Normally, it'll be a drainage problem that starts at, or it's facing south without any sun on it.
So it's more than just grabbing the sugar salt and dealing with the external problem. We need to take care of our drainage to look after the root issue.
Yeah, well, I come from an area where I've got to comply to the right way to do things. You've got to get rid of the moisture under the floor if that's the problem.
Yep.
And if it's facing the south, you can get an antifungal external paint. They're dear, but they're good. They stop the rot coming. They've got a copper sulfate in them. They stop the rot coming out through the weatherboards. It's easy fix.
Well, as always, that's some good no-nonsense building advice from Kenley. When you need some, get in contact with him like I do, 0414 49 4448. Ken, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good week.